Episode 26. We're back after another recap. Let's start where we always start. Dodgers.
We can recap.
We didn't sweep the Diamondbacks, bro. What was that about?
We didn't, and it was Kershaw that didn't sweep for us, and we said Kershaw's our weak link right now. So I mean, I don't know. Is that expected? He didn't look good in that outing.
And Rockies, I asked you to come through for us, and you
did one job, Rockies.
You kept it close one game, and then you gave up a walk up, or not a walk up grand slam, but you gave up a grand slam.
Crawford. One job. You had one job, Colorado.
So two games back with six to go. I saw on Twitter 18%. We have a 80% chance now.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Are you telling me there's a chance?
You're telling me there's a chance.
You're telling me
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. You know what, dude? Here's the thing. If it can still be done, it can still be done. I'm still not worried yet, but I think we need to start. We were talking about it yesterday while we were watching the games. I think we need to start preparing for a one game.
Yeah.
Who's it going to be? It's going to be Scherzer versus
Wainwright. Dude, they won 16 in a row. God damn.
That's you know what? I like that. I love that right now. I'm glad they won 16.
Peaking too early, right?
I hope they win 22 in a row and we beat them in the wild card.
That's true, because then the pressure will be on them, right?
Hey, man, the brightest flames burn the fastest. You know what I'm saying? They are hot right now. They can only go down.
And they're playing dog shit teams, so they're like beating up on the Cubs. And
that's true.
I mean, it's like,
that's true.
But props to them. 16 in a row. That's props to them. So we have this week. Actually, should we start by saying, ha ha, Padres eliminated from the playoffs? You guys thought you guys were going to be good this year. And sorry, bro, you need some team chemistry. You can't just have all the stars. I'm sorry.
Here's what worries me, though, because the Padres could still play spoiler.
Oh, yeah, because they still
have good players.
They still have good players and they could easily come in, and Machado's going to hit like fucking bombs and Tatis. And
To be honest, I don't think that their bags are packed ready for a vacation. I think they would love to go down the swing. They would love to either screw us or the Giants, and that's who they have. They got three against us, three against the Giants.
Yeah.
I think they could play spoiler. I think they would love that.
They want to screw us more, that's for sure. And then Giants got Diamondbacks. Oh God, they got the Diamondbacks early this week.
We got Diamondbacks and Padres.
Diamondbacks aren't going to
be... No, I actually believe I think they have they have Diamondbacks first and then they end with Padres.
Okay.
Yeah, they got Diamondbacks starting tomorrow and then they end with Padres while we're ending with Milwaukee.
Let's talk about some of the highlights.
Does not favor us.
Let's talk about some of the highlights that happened over the group. We got a 100 win season, four of the last five, right? Are we talking about that yesterday?
Dude, yep.
That's a huge accomplishment.
Trey Turner is on fire.
He hit his 100th career homer, so did Seager. Let's go. And I mean, Kenley got another save. Urias got his 19th win. He's gonna end up with 20 wins.
Urias looks good. He's gonna end up with 20 wins and not win the Cy Young. That's what's gonna be interesting, because how many of the 20 win game winners are there gonna be this year? Who else is the 20 game winner right now?
He's only one. And he's gonna finish like fifth in the voting. Which is exactly
because okay, let's face it. Scherzer's gotta be a lock, right?
Yeah,
even at that two different cities.
Yeah, for sure. Because Buehler kind of gone downhill. Who's the other guy that's supposed to be who's good?
I'm looking it up right now. On the Brewers. Pitching right now. Yeah, Urias is 19. Wainwright's at 16. Let's see. Then it's Scherzer at 15. Zach Wheeler's at 14. So, I mean, that's how far ahead of the game Urias is right now.
Yeah.
National League, because then it's Garrett Cole is up there, but dude, it's Urias, Wainwright, Scherzer, Wheeler, Gossman.
We're not worried, right? As long as we're not worried. That our pitching staff is unreal. Like, our Kershaw's our weakest link. Are you kidding me? I mean, come on.
I know. I'm not worried. We're not worried. We can hide him in the playoffs. He can be our fourth starter. If we get a two-game lead in any single series, then we can throw him as the fourth starter. I think we're fine. I don't want to play a one-game playoff, because one-game playoffs scare the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Anything can happen. But honestly, I actually love that the Cardinals are this hot right now. And if I just think they're going to walk into a buzzsaw if they face Scherzer.
I agree, man. And so what do you think it would take to win the division this week? We got to go 6-0, 5-1.
Win the division or I could see it being a tie, because obviously if it's a tie, we have to play the extra game. That's going to suck even more.
Yeah.
I think we need to go 6-0 to win the division, and we need help from the Padres and from obviously Arizona. I don't see how Arizona can beat San Francisco, but it's crazy things happen.
It's in San Fran, right? Yeah.
I don't correct. See it, yeah, and so. The news today, Brandon Belt.
That's huge.
He's out.
I mean, helps. We never root for injuries. We want to beat the teams at their best level, and that's crazy. But that is huge for that.
Wow. Brandon Belt, what do you have? The broken thumb, fractured thumb,
timetable. I mean, dude, that's insane. That's crazy.
If it was me, I'd say rub some dirt on it. You got two thumbs for a reason, but
dude, that's
I guess it's different, dude. But that's huge. That's huge. That actually, I mean, that's totally in our favor. If the Padres can pick one off, and the Diamondbacks can come through and pick one off, I mean.
Oh, yeah, that's huge. I don't know, two games, but six to go. I mean, that's all we got to say. Dodgers at this point, we'll see what happens, right? I mean,
it's been done before, dude, especially two games. The one thing I don't want to have happen, though, I don't want to have a tie. I don't want to have to play an extra.
Oh, like we did with Rockies. Was that 2 years ago with Rockies?
I don't want that, because then if we do that, we have to go
shares are on that,
to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Play one game in San Francisco, because they have the tiebreaker on us for winning the season series 10-9. We have to play one in San Francisco. If we lose that, then we have to come back to LA and play another one against St. Louis. I don't want that. That's
horrible. Yeah, I don't exactly want that either.
I'd rather either win the division or lose the division. I don't want to play two extra games. I don't want to play two singles games, you know.
We'll see, man. Just like, but you said, if like maybe like middle of the week and it seems like we're not gonna catch it, start setting up Scherzer for that game.
Yeah, right? You have to.
Even though it's not until next Wednesday, so I think he'll be fine. Even if
he should get one more start. He should be fine for one more start.
Yeah.
Because I actually think, he's pitching. Is he pitching tomorrow? No, tomorrow's Bueller. Tuesday. Tuesday's Bueller, Wednesday is Scherzer. So if he pitches Wednesday and we have to play that one game, he'll have a whole week's rest, which is perfect.
Oh, we're fine. We're fine with that. But
and here's the thing. Again, if we see that it's going to shape up that way, do you even save some guys against Milwaukee and not even put them out there? Rest them? Yeah, or do you fight for the division? That's the tough question.
Well, that, like we also said, Milwaukee's not going to really try. Everything's really wrapped up for them. I know you want to play good baseball going to the playoffs, like you were saying, but, I mean, everything's wrapped up, right?
That's where I'm torn. I could see Milwaukee coming out and wanting to beat us. I could see
because they know we're
because they know they might face us. They want to test us right then and there and see. They want to play those games like playoff games, so they know when the actual playoff series comes, they know how to play it. And I think Craig Counsell is a phenomenal manager.
That's a great point. Yeah, because why would they? Yeah, you don't want just like
they're tank, smart. They're a smart baseball team. He's a smart manager too. That's a
scary team. We'll talk about them on our playoff here, but that's a scary team right there.
But really quick, jump in on the whole picture of baseball real quick. I was looking at some of these races, dude.
The AL wildcard race is
last
insane.
Week is gonna be insane.
I know.
Insanity. New York, Boston, nobody's
and Blue Jays.
Nobody's in yet.
I know.
Dude, Seattle's still alive. Seattle could still sneak in. And they have the weakest schedule left, too. They got the Angels left, and they got Oakland left.
Dude, I want Seattle. That's we've been talking about them all year.
I would love Seattle. The Yankees got the Blue Jays, and they got Tampa Bay. Right now, if I'm the Yankees, I'm sweating.
Oh, my God. These series are insane, man.
Wow. Dude, it's going to come down to Sunday. Watch. I think there's, like, there's four spots still up for grabs.
And this total, is why I'm
there's, like, eight teams.
MLB wants it to come down to Sunday, obviously. The last day, always. Yeah. Does everyone play at the same time, too? Or is that the NFL?
Same thing. Dude, Oakland, Seattle, Houston are all still alive for the West and the wild card. You got the Yankees, Boston, and Toronto all still alive for the wild card.
Phillies are still alive for the division, too, right?
Phillies are 2.5 back of Atlanta, so that one's still up in the air. Cincinnati still has a long shot, but they're still a lot. I mean, dude, it's going to come. I love this week. One of the best weeks in baseball, dude. It's all going to come down to Sunday. Watch.
I can't wait, man. All right. But that's the baseball take. Hey, USA, baby.
Brought it home.
Biggest Ryder Cup win in history, right? 19-9.
The largest victory, yeah.
Did we just become best friends? DeChambeau and Koepka?
Koepka? Is it a rumor? They said they actually wanted to play together, or Brooks said that he would have loved to have been partnered with them. Did you hear that?
That would have been dope. But now they love each other. Who knows if it's just for whatever. They seem like they have those shirts. They seem like they're having a good time.
So did you watch the post, the press conference? You see
DJ? Yeah, DJ parties harder than all of them. We know that.
I did. But honestly, okay, I saw the hug, obviously, between Brooks and we talked about the hug.
I mean, it's kind of like a...
Yeah, dude, the cameras, dude. You just won one of the biggest national tournaments in golf. Like, you had to do a hug, but
we're kind of looking away, right?
All of them were like hammered already.
Oh, I know. You see, like, Shoffley had the cigar. Yeah, they're all hammered.
Yes, right? Justin Thomas, he was like slurring in the mic. I feel like they were all just champagned out.
So would we. That's like us at after.
100%. I give them all the credit in the world. I mean, to win that in the fashion that they did. And I will say, I watched so much of that tournament over the weekend.
You did. I watched on Friday. Yeah, what happened? Yeah,
tell me. I really think, what's his name? The captain for Europe, the Irish guy.
Harrington?
Patrick.
Yeah.
He misplayed that, I think. I think he put some of the wrong combinations out there. Ian Poulter and Rory McIlroy should never have been put together. There was two standouts on Europe. That was it. Rory had a horrible Ryder Cup, and then you see him crying in his interview. He was in full tears saying that he regrets how bad he played and he did so terrible.
I saw that, but then he saw him. Did you see the video today? He was partying with the USA guys.
Was he really?
Yeah.
But dude, Sergio, we knew Sergio what Sergio was going to do. Sergio has cemented himself as one of the greatest Ryder Cup players in the history of the Ryder Cup.
I know. I think he has.
He went 3-1. I think he has the best winning percentage in Ryder Cup history, if I'm not mistaken. I have to double check that. But dude,
that Sergio Rom pairing, that Sergio Rom pairing,
that was deadly.
I know that was deadly. That was deadly.
Right, but if you remember the last podcast, we called those Friday morning first
three and one, right?
We went 3-1. We called that. We said Sergio was going to win that first match.
Yep.
We threw out Spieth and Thomas just to test the waters to see if we get a win. But then Mark Harwa and DJ,
Shoffley and Cantlay, they went by after the
Cantlay had a big one. DJ went 5-0. He was perfect.
Yeah, DJ on went fire,
5-0, dude.
Morikawa, dude. I mean, I don't see us. Who knows? I mean, our future.
Finau started strong. He kind of tapered off, but DJ was lights out. He could not be beat. He was sinking everything.
I love it. I love to see us win. That was awesome.
And I guess they said he was the oldest one on the team, and he brought it. He brought his experience.
I'm kind of bummed Tiger didn't make an appearance.
I know. They're saying they was on the phone with him 24/7. Even Phil I'm was sure saying he was. They were texting back and forth. Cool. Yeah. Stricker, Phil, they were texting them and talking to him the whole entire time. He was watching on TV, like giving like input.
Awesome. I love that.
So he was there in spirit. He was there in spirit. But that crowd, dude, we got to go to one of those, dude.
Dude.
How phenomenal is that crowd throwing amazing. The beers dude, out
oh
to
yeah that's another Justin thing JT dude JT's the man. I didn't like him at the be like kind of, but now that guy's awesome.
I'm with you on that, dude. They chugged those beers and they were pumping up the crowd, dude.
That was in the first tee before they played the match.
I love the Ryder Cup, dude. I want to go. We got to go.
We have to go. Is there going to be one at the DeBell or somewhere out here?
Where are they going to put the grandstands? Are they going to put the grandstands in the wash there in the ravine?
Oh, man. Oh, okay. Man. Well,
that was Ryder Cup. Great weekend. Was phenomenal.
We have a special guest because, right?
We do.
Dude, this is honestly might be our best guest of all time. I don't know
who's the legend. We got to bring him in. Get him in here.
Bring him in.
Local Burbank legend. Everybody knows this guy.
There he is.
He is the one and only
Oscar
Vallejo Jr., Mr. Burbank. This guy right here. Look at this. He's got his Trojans shirt on.
Where's your Raiders stuff, bro?
Oh, I have it in my drawer too.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Want me to show that to you
too? Oh, no. First, since you got the Trojans shirt on, well, first of all, talk to me
about
who do you want to be the next coach? Let's start you off with that.
Who's your new Trojans coach?
Well, right now, there's like rumors right now about they were seeing Urban Meyer that I heard about. They were talking about rumors.
No, that's what I'm hearing too. But do you think he would leave 1 year in, Paul, or no?
Is he going to pull a Kiffin where Kiffin bailed on Tennessee after 1 year just to come to USC? You think Urban Meyer is going to? I don't know, man.
Yeah,
he's tired of losing in Jacksonville after 3 weeks.
Did you see that stat? He's lost three games. He's only lost three games in 7 years with Ohio State in September, and he's already lost three in one. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
USC, man, what is their issue right now? Because if anybody follows the podcast, one of our locks that I had last week was Oregon State getting the 11 points against USC. They won outright. SC, dude, what is going on in LA there?
Yeah, tell me. There was no one at the game. Tell us, bro, what is going on?
I mean, I was at the game, you know.
And you and like 10 other people.
Oscar's a real fan. He's there when
exactly. I agree. There. All right, you were at the game, and they're booing USC, right?
Yeah, you know, the defense couldn't even stop the running back. You know, that running back number 4 is fast. They couldn't do nothing, man, at all. Even with that inter head coach that they have there.
I mean, they look good against Washington State, but everyone looks good against Washington State, right?
Right, right. Yeah, that one, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, they look good. So now they play Colorado, and I think Colorado, you know.
Colorado's decent,
yeah.
But this can't be acceptable for you as a diehard Trojan. I know you are a diehard Trojan. This can't be acceptable, you guys not being in the – like top 10 anymore, right? It's not acceptable, huh?
It's not, yeah, that's right. Not acceptable at all, man.
Hey, how about UCLA? I always give you crap because UCLA is better this year, bro. Let's go.
Well, I know. I seen that. Yeah, they're good,
man. But you like UCLA kind of, right? A little bit.
No, I seen their sometimes on TV.
Yeah, they beat Stanford.
So here's the thing. I heard about that.
I'm looking at USC's schedule, and it's kind of scary because they go to Colorado. Colorado is a very solid team. Then they're back home against Utah. Utah's no pushover, and we already saw USC is not great in the Coliseum. Then they go to Notre Dame.
Yeah,
they have Arizona. Arizona is horrible. Arizona might be the worst team in the Pac-12, so they have to beat Arizona. But then they end with Arizona State at Cal. Yeah. Cal sucks at home. UCLA, right. And they got BYU. They end their season with BYU. BYU's ranked 13th in the nation right now.
Man. Oh, yeah. No, I heard.
It's going to be a long year, Oscar. The heck?
Yeah, that's true, man, because BYU is a tough football team.
I know. So do you want Urban Meyer? But you know another rumor I heard, Deion Sanders, which we mentioned on our podcast a couple weeks ago. Deion Sanders, that would be amazing, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be good. I think they're doing like the candidates right now to see who.
Deion would be electric, right, Paul? Dude, that would be awesome.
I mean, it needs a big name like that, dude. You're in Hollywood land. You're in Los Angeles. You need a big name. I mean, USC has to get a big name, man. They need to put fans in the seats. They need to fill that place. They need to bring the electricity back. I mean, think about when Pete Carroll was there. He had Snoop Dogg. He had all these guys on the sideline. You know, the place was popping. The place was jumping. That's what they need to get back to.
That's why I never agreed why they kept Helton. Yeah, he was a nice guy. It turned around that like, he was good for the program at that point. But, like, he's not bringing any stands. You know what I mean?
I feel like they also kind of did Ogeron. They did him a little dirty. I feel like they could have kept him. But I got a name. How crazy would this be? Alumni, Keyshawn Johnson.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, Keyshawn. Yeah.
Is he up? Is that what we're saying?
Because he's doing TV right now. I mean, how come his name hasn't been thrown in there? I could see him coming there.
Remember they haven't thrown his name, but
what about Reggie? Radio. What about Reggie?
Oh, Reggie.
What about OJ? Get OJ. Should we bring the juice?
Oh, God.
Is he allowed back in Los Angeles? Is he allowed back in this state?
I don't know, man.
I haven't heard anything.
Oh, man.
All right, but enough about USC because it's going to be a long year. We got you on because
– USC is not doing good. But
we got you on because we know you are diehard Raiders. We know you're diehard Raiders. Dude, 3-0, talk to us. Come on.
Well, the two overtimes were good, you know. Like the first game against Baltimore, that was
electric.
Electric, yeah.
Dude, where'd you watch that game?
At home. They showed it on there was a message on my DirecTV saying that they gave us Sunday ticket again.
Oh, that's right. So the first week they give it free. Nice. Yeah.
Dude, oh my gosh, that game was amazing. I thought you guys were gonna lose to the Ravens, but you come out, dude.
By the way, we did call that though. By the way, don't forget, we did have on our podcast, we did call the Raiders
money game. Line. There we go.
Oh, you guys did the money line?
Not against who they just beat.
Miami yesterday in overtime.
Oh, yeah. We had Miami plus 4.5, so we covered that. But I'm glad you guys won.
Oh, yeah, that was a good game yesterday. Dude.
Carr is playing out of his mind. Carr is like the number third or fourth ranked quarterback in the NFL right now. Do you think he can keep that up?
Yeah, he has got to keep it up. That's all.
Have you always liked him? Do you think he's actually the franchise QB for the team?
Yeah, I like him. He's good, man. Seriously.
But he's been inconsistent. There's been some seasons he's been phenomenal. There's been other seasons where he's been terrible. And all he's just wanted to. I mean, can he keep it up this whole entire season? Because I mean, not gonna lie, they've played some really good teams. They beat Baltimore. Yeah, they beat Pittsburgh.
Well, are we sure Steelers are good?
That's a good question. They could be frauds.
Are good? But either way, 3-0 is 3-0, and you guys are in a tough division. How about the Chiefs? They're at last right now. Look at that.
Oh, my dude. Yeah. You know, they lost
for now.
They lost to the Chargers.
Hey, Chargers. Yeah. That was a good one for them, too. That's a great division right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good game.
Yeah. Dude, I'm saying we could see an LA versus LA Super Bowl. It's not out of the question. Chargers versus Rams. Could you imagine that Super Bowl?
That'd be amazing. But Oscar wouldn't be happy, right? He wants Raiders all the way, right?
Oh yeah, but we'll see because they're gonna be playing tough if they go to the playoffs.
Did you go to the Allegiant Stadium or Alliance?
Yeah,
Stadium?
Have you been out there yet? Have you been in the stadium?
No, I heard about it and stuff, but I wanted to go. Yeah, to the games, but you know what? I looked at the tickets and they're like very pricey.
Are they?
It's crazy, man?
You got to go to one game this year, man.
I want to. Yeah, I'm still searching on these tickets, but they're like, man, you know how much they are? Like $400 each. Man, seriously.
That's stupid outrageous. Price. I'm trying to see what's a good Raiders game coming up. You know what? Sunday night game on November 14th. It's the Sunday night game. Chiefs at Raiders in Vegas.
Oh, Oscar, you got to be there, bro. You got to go, bro.
I know. I want to, yeah.
That'd be a phenomenal one to see.
Here's my thing. I think the Raiders are going to do this. They get you all happy. As a Raiders fan, you know this. I think they're going to start losing, bro. What do you think? I'm just saying. That's what they usually do.
The Raider letdown?
That's what they usually do, bro.
Yeah, sometimes they do. Yeah, you're right. Sometimes they do let down.
Well, I'm looking at their schedule, too. I mean, the schedule's kind of in their favor. Yes, they got the red-hot Chargers coming up next. But then after that, they got the Bears. The Bears are god-awful, especially if they can – they're terrible. Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
I don't trust the Broncos at all. The Broncos have looked good against weak
teams.
Did you
see who they played? The Broncos teams beat the Jets. 0-9. The teams that they played are 0-9. Yeah.
Then after that, they got the Eagles. We're just talking about how Hurts is not that good. They got the Giants. They got four straight games that they can pick off four wins. They could literally go into the middle of November with a 8-1 record. They could easily have an 8-1 record. That Chargers game is the only one that I see could be a misstep. But then, like I said, they got the Bears, Broncos, Eagles, Giants. They could win all those games easily.
All right.
So Raiders might. All right. Let's go.
Maybe they're for real.
Yeah, that's for sure.
What else, man? We were talking Dodgers before you got on. What do you think the Dodgers do?
Well, right now the Dodgers were winning, I believe. They won yesterday.
No, I know, but what do you think about this, freaking Giants, man? What
playoffs, man? Playoffs are right around the corner. Are we gonna be any good?
Yeah, we're gonna be good. It's just that they just gotta try the best they can in the playoffs because they're playing tough schedules. And then playoffs are going to be tough, so we don't know who they're going to play.
You're not worried about the Giants?
No, not
really. I like that.
What team worries you? Is any team worry you? We got Milwaukee's going to be in there. Braves could be in there.
Oh, could be, yeah. That too.
All those teams. Shit, man. I don't know.
What else? Milwaukee looks
good. I know. Milwaukee
looks solid.
look solid. How about the Braves too? Look solid too.
Well, I know. Yep. It's gonna be well playoffs, so they're all gonna be solid. It's gonna be a tough stretch, but I think Dodgers could do it again for us, right?
We'll see.
Barney's. Barney's.
I was gonna say we'll be at Barney's. You're gonna be at Barney's watching the games, right?
Yeah, man. You guys go there.
Do you still go to watch Raiders at Barney's or no?
No, no, because I just got the Sunday ticket.
Oh, so now you don't have to go anymore. Nice.
I was gonna say, we haven't seen. When's the last time we've seen him, dude? He hasn't been at Barney's. I feel like, you know, what's a Sunday without Oscar at Barney's?
Well, true. Well, COVID kind of hit us, and then all that.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh yeah, that's true. The COVID hit.
Man. Yeah, but hey, COVID. No,
super COVID.
Yeah, well, it's in the past now. I better see you at Barney's soon, bro.
Yeah. Let's do it one day.
You better be there.
Do you want me to bring it? I got to bring it up. All right, I'm talking about Burrow, bros. Yes, I remember that play. How many times did you get the ball that game?
Bro, I was wide open, right?
No, Mikey McDonald did not throw you the ball. What the hell? But you got the ball one time, right?
Well, I was right there.
You sent me the video. I'm watching the video right now.
He should have passed it, bro, to me. I was right there, and he passed it to this other dude, the tall guy.
What tall? Well, who did he throw it to?
I think it was Rico Clark.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was right.
He should have threw it to you, bro.
And you still haven't let go of that, have you? You're still holding on to it?
Yeah, I was.
There he is, Oscar, dude.
Local Burbank legend.
Dude, you were open, bro. Mikey, we'll have to hit him up. Huh? Hit up Mikey, Tom.
Oh, you got the mic.
We need to, you know what, we need to do a pod. We'll get you and Mike both on here, and you guys can hash it out, talk about the play.
It's like you were open, bro. You were open.
Yeah, I was wide open. Yeah, that's true.
No, I was at that game. That was electric. The fans were going nuts, man. That was awesome. Oscar Vallejo, baby, the GOAT of Burbank.
The mayor, yeah, you know, mayor of Burbank, bro. Everybody knows this guy.
Yeah, well, yeah, everyone does.
I'm glad we finally got you on, dude. This is awesome.
I know it's been a while, yeah. Who else did you guys have podcasts? Last time I saw videos, son.
I mean, I don't think you know anyone, or do you know Meredith? You remember Meredith, Mark Meredith?
Oh, yeah, I played against him actually.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
So you know him. He was on Bruce. The other guys you don't know, but we'll start. You got to come on.
Wait, I played against him.
Yeah, you did. If Raiders keep winning, we'll have you on every week, bro. Until they lose.
We're gonna have the Oscar segment, the Oscars Raiders recap segment.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
Who's your favorite Raider right now?
Well, I know I have Carr, and then you know who else is doing good? Henry Ruggs, man.
Yeah, that's
Ruggs.
He's a beast, bro. He was Alabama receiver, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Alabama. Yeah, yeah, I watched him play. He's good. He is fast. You know. Oh, Renfro's fast too.
Renfro's having a great season too right now.
Dude, he is. Do you like Gruden? You think he should be there? Oh, he already signed a 10-year deal. Oh, you like him?
Yeah, I like him. He's pretty cool.
John Gruden, a nice guy.
Yeah, he used to be the Raider coach back then.
Mm-hmm. And then
he went to Tampa Bay.
Are you one of those
beat the Raiders in the Super Bowl? I know. Are you one of those fans that you're mad that they left Oakland, or are you okay that they're Vegas now?
Well, I was kind of a little upset because they left.
Well, because I know San Diego fans are so still butthurt about Chargers going to Los Angeles, but so I know.
That's Oakland, what I, yeah. yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. I had people there from San Diego that were upset at my family.
They should have built him a new stadium and they would have stayed.
I know.
Exactly. Well,
what's his name? Spanos? That guy ruined it all, bro. Yeah. And now they get barely any fans. I feel like their home games are road games, right?
You know what's funny? I was just having the same conversation with my buddies actually earlier today. You know what they should have done? What would have been genius if the Raiders came back to L.A. and you had the Raiders and the Rams in L.A. and the Chargers went to Vegas? Because I feel like if the Chargers went to Vegas, they would have had a built-in fan base instantly. But the fact that the Chargers are here trying to compete against the Rams – right. Nobody's a Chargers fan. They should have put Raiders in LA. Because if a Raiders home game is literally 95% LA people going to Vegas. That's literally what the home games are.
Yeah,
they should have put the Raiders here in LA, and they should have put the Chargers in San Diego.
That would have made a lot of conversation. Sense.
You know what else makes a lot of sense? Because right now you got Steve Ballmer with the Clippers trying to figure out what to do with his property down by the forum.
Yeah.
Dude,
oh,
the
Clippers
are always going to be in the shadow of the Lakers. The Clippers need to get out of Staples Center. They need to get out of Los Angeles. They should send the Clippers to Vegas. Could you imagine the Clippers go to Vegas and they play in T-Mobile Arena? They share T-Mobile Arena with the Golden Knights.
I'll say
that'd be the Clippers' best
because bet. look how big the Knights are,
and look what every sports franchise is doing now in Vegas. Look at the Raiders; they're ginormous there with that stadium. Like they're the biggest thing right now. You know how much of a draw they're bringing?
Yeah,
the Chargers Knights.
Instant any NFL team instant draw, any NBA yep. team instant draw. The fans are yeah. diehards there. Knights are like they're big. Yeah, dude.
I think the Clippers, if they were smart, if Ballmer was smart with all the money he's got, he'd
pack he him want, up and take he him wants to Vegas. Compete against the he wants to stay in LA and compete against Lakers. Like, dude, the Lakers are happen, always bro. Run always. Yeah. I don't know.
It's not gonna happen. Now you got Kawhi. How long is Kawhi gonna be out for?
I don't know. Oscar, you still you love Lakers, right? Over Clippers?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Lakers all the way, man.
I know. All right. Cool. All right.
Yeah, they picked up all these old guys.
I'm what do you think of that?
That's the problem. No, oldest team in history.
Do you like – I mean, we're going to be old, but we got some players you think will win next year?
Oh, yeah, they will because they got Westbrook and they got Trevor Ariza used to play for the Lakers.
I remember him. Oh, the Kobe years. Yeah, that was good. Yep.
Oh, that was good. And then who was it they picked up that I heard?
Carmelo. But, dude, that's a Carmelo. Lot of – that's a, lot, Carmelo, that's a lot of egos. Yeah. Bro. We can't win with this. That's a lot of egos.
Yeah, AD's going to be starting center, they're saying.
Yeah, is he gonna play? How many games is he gonna play this year?
If Carmelo plays,
no, I'm saying AD. Hopefully, he stays healthy. Jesus,
if he stays healthy, yeah.
Yeah, but if that's a big problem. If
it's glass. All right, we got a live update here. Cowboys just scored again. Cowboys are running away with this. It's 34-14 right now.
Unbelievable,
dude. Yeah, do you like
throwing the Cowboys? Towel, Philly? Throw the towel in.
Do you like the Cowboys, Oscar? Or no.
No. My fantasy, I have this running back from the Eagles.
Oh, Sanders? He hasn't done crap tonight, huh?
Nothing, man. Unbelievable.
Let's see. What is this? What week is this? Week Raiders go at Cowboys coming up.
Oh, Raiders?
Raiders at Cowboys.
This week?
No, I actually, guess what? It's the Thanksgiving game.
Oh, that's tough.
Raiders at Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
Man.
That's the perfect day for you, Oscar, dude. If you especially if you win that game and then you just feast all night, Raiders at Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
That's actually a perfect night for you.
Oh, that would be a perfect night.
Who's gonna win the Chargers Raiders games Monday night then? I mean, since we only got about five minutes left, who's gonna win that game?
Well, I hope the Raiders can stop the quarterback.
Well, hey, Herbert's the real deal, huh?
Yeah, Herbert. Yeah, he is.
You should go to that game. It's here in LA. You know, there's not going to be any Charger fans. The place is going to be packed with Raiders fans.
Did you look at tickets?
Yeah, I did. You know what? They're like $200-$300.
What?
Even
Chargers games?
I looked it up. Yeah, jeez. I looked up on their website, Chargers website. Oh, unbelievable. Someday,
these brand new stadiums, man. Somebody's got to pay for it, and it's the consumers, dude. It's the fans. The fans are paying for these stadiums.
That's true, man. Brutal.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Oh, yeah.
Know what I mean? They'd raise the ticket. You want a brand new state-of-the-art stadium? Sure, we'll just charge whatever we want for the fans, and they'll come.
Dude, that's true, man.
Yeah, I'm glad we finally got you on, bro. We're running out of time on here, but
Oscar.
Oscar, the man, bro. You're going to come back on again soon, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We should do a live stream from Barney's with Oscar.
Yes, dude, during a Raider game, right? During a Raider game, let's do it.
Yeah, one day. Yeah, I got to see what day it is for that one.
Well, now they get the NL ticket here, but big league in us. Now you're just going to stay at home now. Huh? Come
He's
on,
too good
bro.
For us. He's too cool for us. He's not going to come hang out.
No, I will. No, I'll come out. Yeah.
You're down to come watch some Dodger playoffs coming up soon, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, bro.
I'll let you guys know. See when we're going to, you know. To see what's up over there.
All right, man.
For the Dodger playoffs.
Yeah, baby.
He's in. Oscar's in.
Just win, baby, right? Just win.
Yeah,
baby.
Just like, win. Right? That's all. That's it. Hell yeah.
All right, brother. Thanks for coming on, man.
Oscar, we love you, brother.
All right, man. Later, brother.
All right, we'll talk soon then.
All right, for sure. Later, man.
Go Raiders.
All crap, boys. All right. Hell yeah.
Legend.
Legend, dude. Legend. It's the only word that comes to mind. Legend.
That's all we got to say. And we legend. Got, yeah, we got 7 minutes left, dude. That's all we got to say. I mean, he's pumped on his Raiders. Good for him, buddy.
He's pumped, dude.
I guess we'll talk since we have seven rugs. Can we talk a little more NFL since we got 7 minutes? Oh yeah. So what did you think of some of those games?
Let's do it.
Dude, we always say, why do we do this to ourselves? Man, second half of those afternoon games. We could hit anything.
Well, I think the worst one that screwed us was the Seattle Minnesota second half. That was, I have a headache thinking about it right now.
Let's talk about the good things though. How about college football? I mean, this run we are on is unbelievable.
I don't know what to say because I don't want to like jinx it. I don't want to, you know what I mean? I just want to just keep it going. But if people that are following us, if you don't understand that we are 20-7.
27. It's huge.
We are 20-7.
And we're picking dogs. We're picking Tulane. NC State comes in and they win. Oh man, that's just
NC State wins outright. Arkansas covers. What do we have? Cal. Did I not say? I literally said, Cal, you're getting 7.5. Just lose by seven. They lost by seven. They covered by half a point. The only one that screamed me was Minnesota.
Oh, wow. That's – I mean, I agreed to you with on 20, that.
Plus 2,800 underdogs. Plus 2,800 underdogs Bowling Green.
That's insane. Can we – and then also go back to NFL. I know I said Jags are off my list. Jets are off my list, too. I'll never take them again, right? Those two teams are – there's a lot of bad teams, huh?
There's a lot of bad teams, but you know what, though? This is what we've been doing. We have been hitting spots, dude. We have been finding the fishy lines.
Tennessee 2 weeks ago.
Tennessee – before that, it was the Raiders and Ravens game.
Yes. Yeah,
that was the fishy line that week. Last week was the Tennessee and Seattle game. We told you that was the fishiest line. Tennessee wins outright in overtime. This past week, we gave you two fishy lines. There's no way Notre Dame should have been an underdog. They should have been an underdog. That did not make sense. Notre Dame was the play in that game. And then Miami.
Dolphins. They should
have won outright. Getting 4.5.
They blew a 14-0 lead, those bastards. But at least they covered. Hey, cover still a win. Let's go.
And the way that they covered, just think about at that, they needed the touchdown. They needed the 2-point conversion. Looked like they couldn't even move the ball on fourth down. He gets into the end zone, gets the 2-point conversion. Dude, and then they on fourth and 20 in overtime, gets the first down to kick the field goal to tie it again. And they cover. How many people were ripping up their Raiders tickets in Vegas?
I'm saying insane cover by the Dolphins, but they should have never been in that position. True. So who's the best 3-0 team? Oh, I guess we got to talk about that. I mean, okay, since we're at LA, big wins for Rams and Chargers. Big wins.
Huge we'll give wins. It to them.
But it's only September. Let's relax. I think didn't Rams beat the Tampa Bay last year? And who's, you know what I mean? But
I was going to say, if you were telling me right now the best 3-0 team in my mind, I mean, there's only, five of them? It's got to be the Rams.
Yeah.
It has to be the Rams, the best 3-0 team.
I don't think the Cardinals. I don't think the Panthers.
Panthers, no. They've played some cupcakes.
Broncos is Panthers. Talking about the Oscars.
Played teams.
Jaguars, Texans, and who they played? Jaguars, Texans, Jets. And Jets.
Jets. What about the Raiders? Man. I mean, the way Carr has been playing right now, the Raiders, dude, and they've beaten some.
No, I'm saying they look impressive, but the Raiders will end up folding like these unless we're wrong this year. But I don't know, man.
I don't see them going deep, but I could see them maybe getting a wild card spot in that division.
Are there any 0-3 teams? I know we said Colts, the 0-2 team, but dude, Colts are. I don't know.
I'm looking at 0-3s right now. I mean, there's none. I mean, I'm the one 0-3 that's jumping off the page to me right now is if you're a Detroit fan, did you just get ripped out of your chest?
But they're used to it, so they're not. I mean, at this point, they're just like, did that just happen? They're like, oh, yeah, we're Detroit Lions fans. I forgot about that. That
is brutal. Longest field goal in history, and he hits the crossbar. And
I seriously asked you that. What's the worst – you said – the Detroit Lions all the way, because I asked you as Falcons. I mean, I'm not the dire. I'm saying what's the worst? It's still Lions all the way, right?
I still think it's the Falcons. The Falcons, they beat the Giants. The Giants are terrible. It could be one of those three teams, actually. It could be
the
Giants.
No, I'm saying as far as the fan base.
Oh, I mean, they've had their heart just ripped out so many times. They're what is there to root for still in Detroit at this point?
Yeah, it's
that fan base has been through it all.
Yeah, I was listening to Dan Patrick's show. The Lions fan came out. He's like, dude, it's just the Lions way. He's like, no one was shocked. I mean, this just happens to us, you know?
Unbelievable. I mean, but still, dude, I'm looking at some of these standings right now. You got Seattle. Seattle's 1-2 right now.
They're in last, and KC's in last. After week three, who would have thought that they're both being last?
And here's the best part. That was my Super Bowl prediction.
Okay, that's so.
Remember, I had KC playing Seattle in the Super Bowl, and they're both in last. Whatever.
It's not how you start, but it's how you finish. Dude, you know that. You know that.
Oh, I'll tell you the other one. I'll tell you the other one I gave you. It was a lean, but it was fishy. I told you, I don't think Green Bay should have been getting 3.5 last night.
Yeah, you were all over that last night.
I was all over Green Bay last night. I loved Green Bay in that game last night.
Rodgers is all the way back. He actually cares.
Rodgers in primetime, dude. Rodgers in primetime comes through. If you want to get paid, Rodgers in primetime.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Are we back? Are we back? Dude, I'm still got adrenaline from Moz being Oscar having on. Dude, come on. Let's
huge.
Go.
Huge.
We're doing Thursday.
Yeah, we'll Thursday, do Thursday. Friday, we'll Thursday, do our Wednesday? Locks. Action at the urinal. We'll do Thursday. I did hear a request because remember we did ask, you know, what are some ideas to what we named that segment? Somebody did come in and say, since we are talk at the urinal, maybe do lock at the urinal. I like the play on words there. We're still taking requests. We're taking lock requests. Everybody has ideas.
Because there's also Action Network. We're not trying to bite off Action Network, the new app, but Lock at the Urinal wouldn't be bad either.
Lock at the Urinal.
I like that request, but all of a sudden we got change. Dude, I feel like if we change it, we're going to start losing.
Yeah, not now. Our college is too hot. But we'll be back. The Locks.
We're back. All right, bro.
All right, man.
All right, later, dude.
To Oscar.